We at Bird's Eye Walls would like to wish LBC a happy birthday. And as a reminder, here's a commercial we've taken out of cold storage just for the occasion.
I'm speaking to you from high up in the Royal Albert Hall in London. There's a huge crowd of celebrities here this morning, and they've all gathered in this historic building to join with the Bird's Eye Company celebrating the start of commercial radio in London. And now everyone turns towards the stage as the massed bands of the Grenadier and Irish Guards take their places alongside the City of London Ladies' Choir. And those screams for the Mauve Explosion arriving, closely followed by the Inkspots and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And there's absolute quiet now as the ceremony begins.
Your Highnesses, Your Grace, my Lords, Ladies and Gentlemen, be upstanding with the Bird's Eye Company to welcome London Broadcasting.
Bird's Eye Welcomes Radio, it's great sensation.
LBC, 10 years on. This is Bob Holness.
This is London Broadcasting, the news and information voice of independent radio. Welcome to LBC at 6 o'clock, October the 8th. My name is David Jessel. This is the morning show, and here's the news.
This is Ken Guy with LBC News. The Middle East War. A meeting of the United Nations Security Council has been called in a bid to stop the fighting.
The opening of LBC and the start of independent local radio on October the 8th, 1973. The seeds were sown on March 29th, 1971, with the introduction of a government white paper, an alternative source of broadcasting, which then became the basis of the Sound Broadcasting Bill. The Minister of Posts and Telecommunications at that time was Christopher Chataway.
The government, which was elected in 1970, the Conservative government, were committed to bringing in commercial radio, and I got appointed as the minister with the job of doing it. And so when I got to the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications, as it then was, and I asked civil servants how we were going to do all this, and they went away, and then a couple of months later they came back and said that there were only enough frequencies for seven stations. So that upset me a good deal, since my party was committed to introducing 60.
Yes.
So all I could think of, that I went to Ian